This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio at sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at sportstalknet. The Steve Callis Show on sportstalknetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Monday, September 17th, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio at sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. We'll get to the baseball soon. We're going to start with a few of the big NFL games, and I think the biggest of all, certainly the biggest upset of the young season, happened up in Foxborough yesterday. Arizona Cardinals given no shot to beat the Patriots in New England. Very few can beat the Patriots in New England. Having said that, Arizona got out to an early 6-0 lead, two field goals. Patrick Peterson picked off a tip pass from Tom Brady, 6-6 at the half. After that, though, Arizona opened up a 20-9 lead. Brady comes back late. Brady to Gronkowski for a touchdown, brings it to within 20-18 very late in the game. They go for the two-point conversion. Brady tries to hit Gronkowski again, but Kerry Rhodes, a seasoned veteran, blocks the two-point pass, 20-18, and it looks like Arizona is going to be able to run out the clock. They get a big first down with just under 2 minutes. They make the Patriots use all their timeouts. And then, for some reason, I don't know why, I listened to the postgame stuff, never heard an explanation, but the Arizona tries a pitch-out play, and Brian Williams catches the pitch, but then he runs into the line, and he fumbles. They showed, if you saw the highlights, they showed everybody was leaving Foxborough, Gillette Stadium, after the Cardinals got the first down late. But then Williams fumbles. New England recovers. New England looks like they have like some time left, and then they're going to have an easy field goal. But Brady hands off to Danny Woodhead, who runs 30 yards for a touchdown, but Gronkowski gets called for holding. That moves the ball back. Then they're getting ready to try and kick the field goal. Gronkowski gets another 5-yard penalty for a false start. So the field goal becomes a still very makeable and game-winning, if he had made it. Steven Gostkowski, 42-yarder, he's made a ton of those, but for some reason he missed it badly, very badly, wide left as time ran out. Arizona 20, New England 18. Arizona with an interesting defensive scheme against Tom Brady, essentially only rushed two guys, sometimes three, certainly only had two down linemen. Started in their nickel package, essentially had five DBs in from the get-go and then would even bring in six. And the Patriots, including Tom Brady, had trouble adjusting to it. The numbers are good for Brady. 28 for 46 for 316, one TD and one pick, but they really obviously couldn't put the ball in the end zone. And at the end of the day, Arizona gets a gigantic win to go to 2-0. Arizona 20, New England 18. Cobb 15 for 27, 140 yards, one TD, no picks. Beanie Wells 14 rushes for 44 yards. Heap the tight end, 5 receptions for 62 yards. And again, they really won it with defense. They seem to confuse at times Tom Brady. They certainly got good pressure. Obviously, New England's weakest point this year is not their defense, which it clearly was last year, but rather their offensive line. Incredible pressure on Brady the entire game. Arizona 20, New England 18. A stunning upset, and again, New England had multiple chances to win at the end. You know, why Arizona called a pitch-out play to the left? They should have just stuffed it into the line. I don't think they were at the point where they could actually take a knee yet, but they certainly could have come up with better plays than the plays they came up with late in the game. They gave New England every opportunity to win. New England thought they won it when Danny Woodhead ran it in, holding penalty. Then they still thought they would win it with Gostkowski lining up for a very makeable, for him, 42-yard field goal. He missed it terribly. And frankly, to me, Arizona should have won that game. I understand New England was a gigantic favorite, but Arizona should have won that game. Interesting things happening up in New England now. Wes Welker did not start. And the rumors coming out of New England now is that Welker was offered a long-term contract, didn't like the money, so he didn't take it. Very disappointing what Welker has done for them. You know, I'm sure they'll say, well, you were nobody in Miami, but what Welker has done for the Patriots, you know, leads the league in receptions every year. But yesterday, Brady spread it around, Lloyd with 8 receptions, Gronkowski with 6, Welker with 5, Edelman with 5, Ridley with 3 out of the backfield. Aaron Hernandez got hurt in the first quarter, and that's a big blow to the Patriots. You know, maybe that's another reason they lost, you could argue. But give the Cardinals a ton of credit. Their defensive schemes are going to be copied now by everybody in the league. Cardinals 20, Patriots 18, Cardinals 2-0, Patriots 1-1. Who'd have thunk it? A few other very exciting games yesterday. Ravens go into Philly to play the Eagles. A lot of people like the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl. A lot of people like the Ravens yesterday because Philly struggled mightily on the road, just beating Cleveland late by 1. But yesterday it was Philly's turn to pull one out late in the game. Michael Vick runs one in late. Philly 24, Ravens 23. Ravens got the ball back, but Philly's defense was able to hold. And again, if Philadelphia has that way, to me it was between them and the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl out of the NFC. I picked the 49ers. But yesterday they find a way to win. Give Michael Vick, Andy Reid, give them all a lot of credit. Vick yesterday, 23 for 32 for 371 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. He also had the game-winning, or what proved to be the game-winning, rushing touchdown, the touchdown that gave Philly a 24-23 lead late in the game. Vick threw to Macklin for a 23-yard touchdown. Brent Celek had a very good game. 8 receptions for 157 yards. Jackson with 7 receptions for 114 yards. McCoy, 25 rushes for 81 yards. Vick, 10 attempts for 34 yards. Both McCoy and Vick had rushing touchdowns. You know, I think Joe Flacco is much improved this year. I think the Ravens can get to the Super Bowl as well. But yesterday, Philly shows late that they can really get the job done. Flacco yesterday, 22 for 42, 232 yards. 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Now, Flacco was very upset after the game. He threw a pass into the end zone to Jones, which was caught, but offensive pass interference was called on Jones. Had they not called that, that would have ended the game. They had to kick a field goal to go up 23-17. Obviously, if they scored a touchdown, they'd be up 10. And for all intents and purposes, that would have ended the game. Philly would have had to have scored twice. And Flacco said some things that will probably get him fined, but that a lot of people think are true, and that is the refs just don't quite understand the nuances. You know, they're calling things. They're not being consistent. They're not calling things. And I guess the biggest complaints have been on pass interference or illegal use of the hands or hitting downfield past the 5 yards. But Flacco was very upset. Ray Rice, 16 carries for 99 yards. Pitta, their new offensive weapon, 8 receptions for 65 yards. Rice out of the backfield, 6 receptions for 53 yards. But a huge win for the Eagles. Eagles 24, Ravens 23. Eagles move to 2-0 with 2 one-point losses. That's a heck of a way to start. Ravens now 1-1, and the Ravens play the Patriots next week, and one of those teams is going to be 1-2. Pretty interesting. Off of what you've seen, you'd have to like the Ravens, but we can talk about that later in the week. The Patriots are probably going to have to work on what everybody in the league is going to look at now, those Arizona tapes, to see how they were able to stop and confuse, and that doesn't usually happen, stop and confuse Tom Brady. But the bigger problem for the Patriots is going to be their pass, you know, the offensive line stopping the other team's pass rush. And, of course, if you're going to go in now and play the Ravens, that's going to be a problem. Another interesting game. You kind of like the 49ers in this game because they were at home, but it was a replay of the handshake game, if you will, last year. Jim Harbaugh, Jim Schwartz. I thought they were both Bush League myself, but whatever. 49ers are just a little stronger than Detroit. Detroit hung with the 49ers, but at the end of the day, 49ers 27, Detroit Lions 19. 49ers, I picked them to win the Super Bowl. They're very, very good. I mean, their defense, you can't run on them. It's really going to be difficult to score on them. They haven't given up a rushing touchdown at home now in nine straight home games. 49ers 27, Detroit 19. Alex Smith is a little better. 20 for 31, 226 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. He's now thrown 284 games without a 284 passes, I'm sorry, without an interception, nine games. Vernon Davis is a beast. Two touchdown catches, five receptions for 73 yards. Michael Crabtree, six for 67. I mean, they've got Crabtree and Davis and Mario Manningham over from the Giants. Gore 17 rushes for 89 yards and a touchdown. You know, he's what they have that a lot of teams with good passing don't have, a big-time running back. So, 49ers 27, Detroit 19, a huge win for the 49ers, a huge loss for Detroit. For Detroit, Stafford, 19 for 32, 230 yards, one pick, one touchdown. Smith, their leading rusher, 16 rushes for 53 yards, just over three receptions. Megatron, eight receptions for 94 yards. Pettigrew had the touchdown pass from Matt Stafford. But the 49ers go to 2-0. They beat the Lions, 49ers 27, Lions 19. One other game quickly before the break. If you happen to see this game, this was like a street football game, just bizarre. Tampa Bay at the Giants. Eli Manning had one of the worst first halves of his career, three interceptions. Buccaneers were up 24-13 at the half when Eric Wright, just before halftime, intercepted an Eli Manning pass and ran back 60-yard touchdowns, a brilliant touchdown return off an interception. Brandon McDonald had an interception as well as Eli, probably one of the worst halves of Eli's career. However, it's the old game of two halves. In the second half, especially in the fourth quarter, Eli brings them all the way back. They're down by 14. They come back to take the lead, 34-27. Martellus Bennett with a brilliant 33-yard touchdown catch. Andre Brown, who got in because of injury, became a revelation for the Giants. He might now be their number one back. Bradshaw got hurt during the game. Yesterday, Brown, 13 rushes for 71 yards and a touchdown. Nobody knew who this guy was before the game. But he's a very good player, and he had some big runs. After Eli hit Bennett for the go-ahead touchdown, Josh Freeman comes right back. Mike Williams with a nice 41-yard touchdown catch to tie up the game. Then very late, Eli brings him back, as he always does. It's just unbelievable what this guy can do. Hits Akeem Nicks with a long pass, sets up a touchdown run by Andre Brown. The first time he was going in, Manning, like in the Super Bowl, yelled at this time Brown to stop. Brown fell down on the one. They were just trying to kill the clock. Then Brown went in on the next play, 41-34 Giants. A lot of people in New York today, and I agree, saying the Giants should have just fallen down on the one-yard line, kicked the field goal. You know, now people are saying, well, you could have missed the extra point field goal. And I guess that's true. But it gives Tampa Bay a chance to come back. And Freeman's driving them down the field, but then he overthrows a receiver. Michael Boley makes an interception. And then the controversial play at the very end of the game, the Giants doing what's viewed to be the classy thing in the NFL. They take a knee to run out the clock, but Tampa Bay knocks over the offensive lineman, knocks down Eli, trying to cause the fumble. And that led to Tom Coughlin with some strong words for new NFL coach Greg Schiano, the former Rutgers coach, playing in his building where he played with Rutgers for years. You know, that was like their home away from home, the Meadowlands. And after the game, Coughlin said, you just don't do that in the NFL. You could hurt an offensive lineman. You can hurt a quarterback. Thank goodness nobody got hurt. Schiano didn't really back down. I mean, Coughlin was screaming at him right at midfield after the game. But Schiano said, this is how we play. We play hard till the very end. We go hard until they tell us not to. But you have to think he's going to rethink that. It was a pretty Bush League play. But we'll see. Giants 41, Tampa Bay 34. Giants desperate for a win after losing to Dallas last week, so give them credit. Eli Manning passes for 510 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. It's the 8th highest passing yardage game in the history of the NFL. 31 for 51 for 510 yards for Eli Manning. Knicks 10 receptions for 199 yards. Giants 41, Tampa Bay 34. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese, Sunday nights at 8 p.m., only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. We'll get to the rest of the NFL in a little bit, but we're going to switch to baseball now. Obviously, division races and wild card races in both leagues. We'll start in the AL East, which has a chance to have both the wild cards. But yesterday, Rays up at Yankee Stadium to play the Yankees. The Yankees beat the Rays 6-4. Hiroki Kuroda gets the win 14-10. Matt Moore takes the loss 10-11. Soriano gets his 40th save. And again, you go back to when the Yankees lost Mariano Rivera, and it was like, woe is us, woe is us, woe is us. But Soriano, 40 saves. He's been unbelievable. Did it against his old team, the Rays, where he had, I think, 45 saves a couple of years ago. Give him credit. The Rays' inability to score, although yesterday they did score four runs, but they were already down 6-1 when they scored three in the sixth inning. Yankees, six runs on only five hits. Rays, four runs on only five hits. That's how good the pitching was. Yesterday for the Yankees, Russell Martin with a huge hit, his 17th homer of the year, three RBIs. And Martin, you know, he was hammered all year, hitting in the 180s most of the year, under the Mendoza line, 200, but his average is up now to 209, and I know you laugh when you hear 209, but his OBP is 312, so he's plus 103 there. That's a big deal. He's also got some big hits for the Yankees in the last few weeks, and yesterday he's batting fifth, getting some confidence from Joe Girardi, and he delivers with a three-run homer, which was the big hit in the game. Yankees 6, Rays 4. Derek Jeter DHing now. He's got that tender ankle. 1-for-4. He's now got 199 hits for the year, 323 batting average. Again, he's unbelievable. No Teixeira for the Yankees, but they still find a way to win. Yankees 6, Rays 4. For the Rays, Zobrist 2-for-3 with two runs. And an RBI. He hit his 17th homer of the year. Longoria 1-for-4 with two RBIs, but not enough. Again, only five hits for Tampa Bay, only five hits for the Yankees. Big win for the Yankees, keeps them in first place, puts a little separation between them and the Rays. The Orioles trying to stay with the Yankees. Tough series out in Oakland against the Athletics, but yesterday the Orioles beat the Athletics 9-5. Brian Mattis gets the win. He's 6-10. Straley takes the loss. He's 2-1. Johnson gets his 43rd save of the year. Orioles 9. Athletics 5. Two homers for Matt Wieters, his 20th and 21st of the year. Wieters 2-for-3. Three runs scored. Two RBIs. Two walks. A big game for Wieters. For Oakland, Josh Reddick. Do you think Boston wishes they still had him? Hit his 29th homer of the year. He's probably the Oakland MVP. Drew hits his third of the year. Not enough. Orioles 9, Athletics 5. Orioles 82-64. Now trailing. The Athletics have one of the wild cards now. They're 84-62, two games ahead of the Orioles, who have the second wild card right now. We'll get to the standings in a little bit. But those were the big games in the American League. Just quickly, the other games. Blue Jays shut out the Red Sox 5-0. Lyon gets the win. He's 3-0. White Sox bury the Twins 9-2. Adam Dunn with his 39th homer. Peavy gets the win. He's 11-11. Angels beat the Royals 4-3. Trumbo hits his 31st homer of the year. Rangers beat the Mariners 2-1. Harrison now 17-9. Beltre hits his 33rd for the Rangers. Indians beat the Tigers 7-6. Rogers gets the win. He's 2-1. Valverde takes the loss. Blown save and the loss. He's 3-3. Indians get two in the bottom of the ninth. Cabrera hits his 38th home run for the Tigers, he's still an MVP candidate to me, although we'll have to see if the Orioles can, if the Tigers can make the playoffs. That obviously still remains to be seen. In that Indians, in the Indians-Tigers game, Carlos Santana hit a game-tying bottom of the ninth RBI double, then Lonnie Chisenhall singles to right, game-winning, game-ending walk-off, as they call him now. You know, the Indians fell off a cliff. They're 61-86, but the Tigers still fighting for a wild card. We'll get to the standings in a minute. Tigers 77-68 now. Cabrera 3-for-5, hitting .330. He's a big-time candidate for a batting title and MVP, as is Trout of the Angels, of course. Dierks with two hits, two runs scored. He's hitting .312. Fielder hitting .303. I mean, they have, you know, Dierks, Cabrera, Fielder, Young, Brennan Bosch, 1-for-4. I mean, they have a pretty good lineup. I still think they can make a run to the playoffs. But the Indians beat them yesterday with two in the bottom of the ninth. Valverde blows the save and gets the loss. Indians 7-6. Let's get to the standings now in the American League. In the East, the Yankees with a one-game lead over the Orioles, 83-63. The Orioles have the second wild card at 82-64. Tampa Bay 78-68, 5 out in the AL East, 4 out of the second wild card. Toronto and Boston have fallen out of it. The White Sox still lead the Tigers by 2 in the Central. The White Sox 79-66, Tigers 77-68. Tigers 2 behind the White Sox. That's their best road to the playoffs by winning the AL Central. They're 4.5 out of the second wild card spot. Kansas City, Cleveland, and Minnesota well out of it. Texas, best record in the American League, 87-59. They lead Oakland by 3 games, 84-62, 3 in the loss column. Oakland is in a strong position. They have the worst wild card by 2 games. Obviously, this year, for the first time, you want to win your division. So they're 3 behind Texas, but they do have a 2-game lead in the wild card. They have the first wild card. The Angels, 80-67. They're 7.5 out of the West. I don't think they can jump both Texas and Oakland, but they do have a chance for the second wild card. They're 2.5 out of the wild card now. Seattle had played well for a while. Now they've dropped to 70-77. They're pretty much out of it on both sides. A few important games in the National League. The biggest one, I thought, was the Cardinals going out to Los Angeles to play the Dodgers. Cardinals 5, Dodgers 2. Miller gets the win in relief. He's 1-0. Wainwright went 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, both earned. No decision. Eli takes the loss in relief. He's 0-2. Mott with his 35th save. 35th save of the year for the Cardinals. Cardinals now 77-70. Dodgers fighting for a wild card spot. Doesn't look like they'll catch the Giants. They're 76-71. The Cardinals get 3 in the 12th to win it, 5-2. John Jay with the big hit and RBI double in the top of the 12th to put them up 3-2. Jay's only hit of the game, 1-for-6, but he had the big RBI batting .306. A big win for the Cardinals. Again, they haven't been playing well lately. The Dodgers, 2 hits for Hanley Ramirez, and that's really it, frankly. Nobody else had more than one hit on the Dodgers despite the 12-inning game. And Beltran and Craig both had 2 hits for the Cardinals, the only 2 guys on the Cardinals with more than one hit. But a huge win for the Cardinals. Again, they haven't been playing well. They've been fighting for the wild card. We'll get to their standings in the National League in a bit. Cardinals 5, Dodgers 2. And again, for wild card purposes, the Cardinals 11 behind Cincinnati, so obviously they're just going to try and get in via the wild card. The Nationals in Atlanta to play the Braves. Nationals, obviously, best record in baseball. Braves trying to catch them, but more likely trying to be a wild card. Braves beat the Nationals yesterday 5-1. Minor gets the win. He's 9-10. Gio Gonzalez trying to become the first 20-game winner. He takes the loss. He's 19-8. Minor, 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, 1 run earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Gio Gonzalez, 5 innings, pitched 4 hits, 2 runs, but he did throw 110 pitches in 5 innings. Obviously, that's why he came out of the game after 5. He's now 19-8 with a 2.95 ERA. Certainly, he's a Cy Young candidate. For the Braves yesterday, no home runs in this game, but for the Braves, 2 RBIs for Dan Uggla. He had a big hit, obviously. Freddie Freeman with an RBI. He had a big hit. Chipper Jones hitting 297, 1-for-2, 1 run scored, 2 walks, 1 RBI. Amazing that he's still doing it, but he says he's definitely retiring. Braves 5, Nationals 1, Zimmerman 2-for-4, and Ian Desmond 2-for-4, the only two players on Washington with more than one hit. They only got 6 hits. Nationals 89-57, Braves 84-63. We'll get to the standings in the National League in a bit. The other game with playoff implications, Giants at Arizona to play the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks hammer the Giants 10-2. Corbin gets the win. He's 6-7. Vogelsong takes the loss. He's 12-9. Diamondbacks, Justin Upton hit his 15th home run of the year. Hill with 2 hits. Upton, 2 hits and 3 RBIs, hitting 272 for the year, including, obviously, that home run. Corbin, the pitcher, with 2 hits. The winning pitcher helps his own cause. 2-for-4, 4 RBIs, and a run scored, so an all-around excellent day for Corbin. For the Giants, Pagan, the center fielder, 2-for-3, hitting 291. Maybe the Mets wish they had him, maybe not. He's the only guy on the Giants with more than one hit. Diamondbacks hammer the Giants. Diamondbacks 10, Giants 2, Diamondbacks 72-74, Giants 83-63. A few other games quickly. In the National League, the Reds, unbelievable, what can you say, 88-59, beat the Marlins 5-4. Andrasek gets the win. He's 4-2. Zambrano takes the loss. He's 7-10. Broxton, second save of the year, filling in for Chapman, who's resting his arm. Reds 5, Marlins 4. Phillies drop another big one to the Astros. Phillies were up 4-2 in this game, but they lose 7-6 to the lowly Astros. Astros 48 wins for the year, avoided their 100th loss yesterday. The Phillies now a game under 500. Wright gets the win. He's 2-2. Bastardo takes the loss. He's 2-5. Lopez gets his 6th save. Moore hits his 8th home run for Houston. Corcoran hits his 4th home run for Houston. Astros 7, Phillies 6, dealing a real bad blow to the Phillies playoff hopes. The Brewers shut out the Mets 3-0. You know, the Mets were competitive for the first half of the year. They're now 66-80. Peralta gets the win. He's 2-0. Young takes the loss. He's 4-8. Axford gets his 29th save. The Brewers in the playoff hunt. Ryan Braun hits his 40th home run of the year. Ramirez hits his 24th. Brewers 3. Mets nothing. And the Pirates have, seems to me, shot themselves in the foot. They lose to the Cubs again 13-9. Alvarez hits his 29th home run for Pittsburgh. Barajas hits his 10th. Rizzo hits his 14th, young star for the Cubs. Cubs 58 wins, hammer Pittsburgh 13-9. In a meaningless game, the Padres beat the Rockies 12-11. Thatcher gets the win. Belisle takes the loss. Rutledge, McBride, and White all home for Colorado. Headley hits his 28th. For the Padres, Padres 12, Rockies 11. Quickly to the standings now in the National League. Washington, the only team in baseball still playing 600 baseball, 89-57 despite their loss to the Braves yesterday. Braves are 84-63. They have a commanding lead in the wild card. They're 5.5 games behind Washington. Going to be very hard to catch them. Philly, 73-74. No chance to win the East, but they are still 4 games out of a wild card and have a chance. Mets in Miami, far out of it. Cincinnati, 88-59, playing 599 baseball, just under 600, obviously. The Cardinals, 77-70. Right now they have the second wild card, but they're 11 games behind Cincinnati, so they won't catch them. Milwaukee making a run at a wild card, 74-72, 2.5 out of a wild card. Pittsburgh, 73-72, 3 out of a wild card. Cubs in Houston far out of it. And in the West, where San Francisco continues to dominate the Dodgers, I mean, it's just amazing, given the Dodgers' trade recently. San Francisco, 83-63. They have a 7.5 game lead over the Dodgers, who are 76-71. Dodgers a game out of the second wild card. Arizona at 72-74. 4.5 out. San Diego making a mini run, I think too little, too late. They're 71-76, so they have 15 games left. They're 6 games out of the wild card. They're 8-2 in their last 10, but they have so many teams to jump, I don't think they can get there. Colorado, 58-87, long out of it on both counts. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese, Sunday nights at 8 p.m., only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
We're back on the Steve Callis Show. We're going to get back to the rest of the NFL action. First, a couple of miscellaneous things. Yesterday, the chase, if you follow NASCAR, the chase got underway. The Geico 400 in Chicago, Brad Keselowski wins it. Jimmy Johnson second. Now, Keselowski not only won the race, but he takes over the lead. Now, this is a 10-race marathon, so it's not as important now. I think it's just more important to finish well. 12 of the chase drivers finished in the top 18, except for Jeff Gordon. 11 of the 12, I'm sorry, finished in the top 18 except for Gordon, who hit the wall with about 80 laps remaining. Right now, Keselowski in first, Jimmy Johnson 3 points behind in second. Next week, the race is up in New Hampshire. But again, that's kind of a week-to-week marathon more than a sprint, created, I think, 2 years ago to add some interest to the later part of the NASCAR schedule. Also in tennis, if you follow the Davis Cup, the United States was eliminated in the semifinals by defending champion Spain. You know, you take a step back and look what's happened to the United States in tennis over the last decade. It's a very sad thing. Andy Roddick retires, and he's the last American to win a major. That was in 2003, I want to say, when he did win the U.S. Open. He's retired now. It's really amazing how the rest of the world has caught up and passed the U.S. in tennis. But yesterday, Spain eliminates the U.S. 3-1. They had a fifth match scheduled, but they don't even play it because obviously if you're up 3-1 with one match to go, you've clinched the win. So Spain goes on to play the Czech Republic in the final, the Czech Republic beating Argentina in the other semifinal. But again, it's more about, will the U.S. be able to create these players? You know, in other countries, and they do have that academy, that Nick Bollettieri Academy down in Florida, but, you know, in other countries, these kids are picked out at a very early age. They try and get the best athletes, the best tennis players, and then they, you know, put them into school, in quotes, where they essentially play tennis all the time. And certainly the rest of the world has caught and passed the U.S. We'll just have to see if it's going to be possible for them to for the U.S. tennis to make a comeback. And frankly, after the Williams sisters, who are getting on in age, I think Serena's 30 and Venus is obviously older, I don't know that there's that much in the women's game either. But that's how it is for now. U.S. men's knocked out of the Davis Cup competition. Want to get back to the NFL now. A lot of interesting games still in the NFL. One of the most interesting, and it turned out that Tebow wasn't a big factor yesterday, but the Jets go out to the Steelers. Nobody really thought the Jets could win, I don't think, and nor did they win. Steelers 27, Jets 10, and again, the Steelers, after losing their first week game, weren't going to go 0-2 at home. Steelers didn't have Harrison, didn't have Polamalu. Now the Jets didn't have Revis either. They also didn't have Keller, their tight end. But the Jets drive down the field, the opening drive, you're like, oh my goodness. You know, if you watch this game, and I watched this whole game, you're like, oh my goodness, Mark Sanchez looks like an all-star. But after the first drive, he was terrible. Steelers 27, Jets 10. You know, Ben Roethlisberger is Ben Roethlisberger. You can't bring him down. 24 for 31, 275 yards, 2 TDs, no picks. Sanchez, again, very good in the first drive. Then 10 for 27 for the game, 138 yards, 1 touchdown. You know, he had it going well early, so Tebow didn't get into the game. Tebow, almost an afterthought, they finally do put him in, and he goes one rush up the middle for 22 yards, then he hands off on the next play for a 12-yard gain, then he hands off again for a 6-yard loss. That was it. 3 plays for Tim Tebow, and the Jets' anemic offense after the first quarter, after the first drive, if you're not going to use Tebow in that situation, I'm not sure where you're going to use him. He obviously can cause some problems. You don't know what, if anything, he's taken from Sanchez's confidence. Again, Sanchez drives them down 80 yards for the first score. They look like all-stars. and then after that, nothing. Sanchez hit Curley over the middle for 45 yards, hit Holmes for a 14-yard TD pass. Jets are up 10-6, but then they go down 13-10 at halftime after the Heath Miller touchdown, short touchdown catch. Then Mike Wallace makes an unbelievable 37-yard touchdown catch. Still don't know how he kept his feet in bounds, 20-10. And then they go on, the Steelers with Big Ben go on an 80-yard, 10-minute drive to clinch the game. Pittsburgh 27, Jets 10. Isaac Redmond runs it in for a touchdown. Pittsburgh couldn't really rush, but it didn't matter. Brown, 7 receptions for 79 yards. Wallace, 5 for 74, including that incredible TD catch. Sanders, 3 for 33. Heath Miller, 3 for 19, including that short touchdown pass. Jets couldn't generate any rushing yardage either. Holmes, 3 for 28 receptions with the touchdown catch. Curley, 2 for 67, but the Jets really couldn't gather anything, and the Steelers are missing two former defensive players of the year. So obviously it's not boding well for the Jets' offense. Again, people got all crazy last week. They scored 48 on Buffalo, and Buffalo did come back and win yesterday. We'll get to that in a minute. But yesterday, Steelers 27, Jets 10. Another very interesting game. Two first-round draft picks, Sam Bradford, first overall for the Rams. Jeff Fisher has the Rams playing better already. The Rams beat the Redskins 31-28. And again, this was a very, very interesting game. You have RG3, who played well again. He hit Leonard Hankerson early for a 68-yard touchdown. He had his own 7-yard TD run. Bradford hit Brandon Gibson with a 40-yard touchdown. Later, Matt Mulligan for a short touchdown, 31-38. And here's what happened very late in the game. The Redskins are driving. They're trying to get the game-tying field goal, if not the game-winning touchdown. RG3 throws a third down pass to Josh Morgan, who just comes up short of the first down, but within field goal range. And then for some reason, Morgan gets up off the ground, throws the ball right at a defensive back on the Rams, gets a 15-yard, personal foul penalty. It turns a 47-yard field goal into a 62-yard field goal attempt. Billy Cundiff can't kick that field goal. Whether he have made the 47-yarder, well, we'll never know, but at least that's makeable. 62 yards realistically. Maybe for Akers it's makeable because he made 163 yards last week for the 49ers, but usually not makeable. He misses it. Rams 31, Redskins 28. Bradford 26 for 35 for 310 yards, 3 TDs, 1 pick. Griffin 20 for 29 for 206, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. Morris rushes for 89 yards, Griffin for 82 yards for the Redskins. Richardson, 15 rushes for 83 yards. Rams, 31. Redskins, 28. RG3, again, played well, but that personal foul late really cost the Redskins a chance to tie and put the game into overtime. A few other interesting games. The Battle of Ohio. The Browns, after playing the Eagles very tough, go to Cincinnati and play the Bengals tough, but they lose. Bengals 34, Browns 27. Pac-Man Jones with an 80-yard punt return for a touchdown for the Bengals. Andy Dalton threw a pass to Andrew Hawkins, who made an amazing catch and run, 50 yards. Bengals 34, Browns 27. Trent Richardson looked very good. He had an incredible, if you see the replay of this one, he had an incredible 23-yard touchdown run where he must have broke 5 tackles. Richardson, 19 rushes for 109 yards and a touchdown. He's certainly a star. Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis now playing for the Bengals, 21 rushes for 75 yards. Dalton only 14 for 31, but 318 yards and 3 TDs against 1 pick. Brandon Wheaton played much better this week, 26 for 37, 322 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. But Cleveland gets off to an 0-2 start. Bengals 34, Browns 27. A few more NFL games to get to. We'll take a look at the standings as well. The Saints fall to 0-2, and if you ever had any thoughts about, look, Vilma wasn't going to play the first six games anyway. He's on the PUP list. He has his hearing today, by the way, in New York with Commissioner Goodell. But the Saints fall to 0-2. The Panthers beat the Saints. Panthers 35, Saints 27. Breeze 31 for 49 for 325 yards in the TD. Cam Newton 14 for 20, 253 yards and a TD. Again, is it surprising that the Saints are 0-2? Well, they lost last week at home, which they didn't lose all of last year, so that was surprising. Carolina's a good team. You know, Carolina and the Giants go at it Thursday night. So a short week for Carolina and the Giants. Giants with a number of injuries. But Carolina goes to 1-1. The Saints drop to 0-2. Panthers 35. Saints 27. Texans, a team to be reckoned with this year, bury the Jaguars 17-0 at halftime, 27-7 overall. Schaub 26 for 35 for 195 yards. Gabbard only 7 for 19, 53 yards total, and a touchdown. And what was unbelievable about this game is that the Texans held the Jaguars to 117 total yards. Arian Foster, 28 rushes for 110 yards for the Texans. Ben Tate, 74 yards rushing, including two TDs. So the Texans doing it both ways, offensively, defensively. Hammer Jacksonville, 27-7. A few other games. The Cowboys go out to Seattle. The Seahawks, a different team this year. Give Pete Carroll credit. Seahawks, 27. Cowboys, 7. Cowboys, after that big win over the Giants, came out very flat. Maybe it was a 10-day rest. Who knows? Romo, 23 for 40, 251 yards and a touchdown. Wilson, 15 for 20, 151 yards and a touchdown. Marshawn Lynch, 26 carries for 122 yards and a touchdown. Seahawks, 27. Cowboys, 7. Seahawks, 1-1. Cowboys, 1-1. Chargers open up 2-0 after beating the Raiders last week. They bury the Titans in San Diego. Chargers 38-10. Rivers 24 for 32, 284 yards, 3 TDs. Locker of Tennessee 15 for 30, 174 yards, and a TD. Floyd for San Diego, 6 receptions for 109 yards. Chargers 2-0. Titans 0-2 now. A couple of other games. Raiders come across the country to play Miami. The Dolphins have a complete turnaround from week one. They bury the Raiders in Miami. Dolphins 35, Raiders 13. Carson Palmer 24 for 48, 373 yards and a TD for Oakland. Tannehill much better, 18 this week than last week, 18 for 30, 200 yards. And a TV, and a TD. Reggie Bush, the Reggie Bush of old, 26 rushes for 172 yards and two TDs. Hartline with 9 receptions for 111 yards for Miami. Raiders dropped to 0-2. Dolphins now at 1-1. Everybody in the AFC East is 1-1. Again, we'll get to the standings in a minute. Andrew Luck gets his first win. 23-20. You know, that was a very exciting game. Christian Ponder hits Kyle Rudolph very late with a 5-yard TD pass to tie up the game at 20. But Luck drives the Colts down the field. Adam Vinatieri kicks a 53-yard field goal at the buzzer to win the game. Nothing new for Adam Vinatieri, arguably the greatest kicker of all time. Colts 23, Vikings 20. Andrew Luck with his first win. Luck 20 for 31 for 224 yards and two TDs. Ponder 27 for 35, 245 yards and two TDs. Peterson held to 60 yards rushing on 16 carries. Harvin with 12 receptions for 104 yards for Minnesota. Avery with 9 receptions for 111 yards for the Colts. Again, Luck gets his first win. Colts 23, Vikings 20. And finally, the Bills, a complete reversal at home after getting hammered by the Jets last week, opened up a 21-0 halftime lead and coast to a win over the Chiefs. Bills 35, Chiefs 17. Fitzpatrick 10 for 19 for 178 yards and two TDs. Spiller, who's got to be the leading rusher in the NFL, now has about 300 yards in his first two games. 15 rushes for 123 yards yesterday. Two touchdowns, both for Kansas City. Eight receptions for 102 yards and two TDs, but that's way too little. Both TDs in the fourth quarter. The Bills go to 1-1, 35-17 over the Chiefs. The Chiefs now at 0-2. A huge Monday night game tonight, 8:30 Eastern. Broncos play the Falcons in the Georgia Dome. And boy, this is going to be, you know, it's Eli Manning now. What can Atlanta do this year? Can they make some noise in the playoffs? Did Peyton Manning turn Denver into a playoff team after one game? Well, certainly looks like it. I mean, Peyton Manning looked awful good last week, so that's a very good Monday night game early in the season. We'll get to the TV in a little bit, but first, quickly to the NFL standings. In the AFC, everybody in the AFC East is 1-1, Jets, Patriots, Dolphins, Buffalo. Three teams in the AFC North, Ravens, Bengals, and Pittsburgh, 1-1. Cleveland off to that 0-2 start. In the AFC South, the Texans, one of only two teams in the AFC still undefeated, they're 2-0. Indianapolis 1-1, Jaguars and Titans both 0-2. And in the West, San Diego 2-0, the Broncos 1-0, they play tonight obviously. Oakland 0-2, Kansas City 0-2. In the NFC, the Eagles are 2-0, Dallas, the Giants and Redskins all 1-1. In the North, everybody 1-1, Packers, Bears, Lions and the Vikings. In the South, Atlanta 1-0, obviously they play tonight. Tampa Bay and Carolina 1-1. New Orleans, kind of surprising, 0-2, but again, too much tumult there over the offseason with Bounty Gate and no coach now. In the West, the Arizona Cardinals surprisingly 2-0. The 49ers not surprisingly 2-0. Seattle 1-1. And the Rams 1-1. Those are your NFL standings. After 2 weeks, I think the biggest surprise is obviously the Cardinals beating the Patriots in New England and being 2-0, and on the other side, the Saints being 0-2. Your TV tonight, Denver at Atlanta, ESPN, 8:30 Eastern. Major League Baseball, they'll probably show mostly games with playoff implications tonight, either Boston at Tampa Bay. MLB Network, 7 o'clock Eastern, obviously Tampa Bay in the playoff hunt, Boston not. Or Pittsburgh at Chicago, MLB Network, 8 o'clock Eastern, Pittsburgh obviously in the playoff hunt. Chicago playing better, not in the playoff hunt, but they're acting more as a spoiler now than anything. That's your TV for tonight. This is the Steve Kallis Show, or at SportsTalkNetwork.com.